Hello, this is Martin Tielli, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 FM.
She's on a bar hopping spree back in Sault Ste. Marie. Because of me, she's now a fallen star. She could have been true, but I left her in the Sioux, and I traveled north upon the ACR. But if it's go home or be a roamer, I've made up my mind. So take me home tonight, Algoma Central 69. I was working one day when I heard this fella say he met my girl while drinking at the bar. Though we fought between us two, still he swore that it was true. Now I curse that day I rode the ACR. But if it's go home or be a roamer, I've made up my mind. So take me home tonight, Algoma Central 69. Well, it might be in vain, here I wait for the train. I hope it's not too late to right the wrong. When she rolls around the bend, we'll be southbound again. Come on, old ACR, wheels move along. She's on a bar hopping spree back in Sault Ste. Marie. Because of me, she's now a fallen star. She could have been true, but I left her in the Sioux, and I traveled north upon the ACR. But if it's go home or be a roamer, I've made up my mind. So take me home tonight, Algoma Central 69. Take me home tonight, Algoma Central 69.
Well, there's a little Stomp and Tom kicking off today's show. And this show, by the way, is Tell the Band to Go Home, UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name is Jeff, and I'm an obsessive fan of the Rio Statics. And they played last night at the Stomp and Tom tribute at the Horseshoe Tavern in Toronto. I'm at the same time super excited and at the same time sad because I didn't know about it, so I didn't go. Sounds like it was a good time, though. There's some video on YouTube of them doing that song right there. That's Algoma Central 69 from the late, great Stomp and Connors. Pardon me, I'm so excited. Speaking of late greats, coming up a little bit later on, we got a tribute to Jesse Winchester, who died twice this week. And once for real. And man, oh man, what a legacy of songs. Some of the absolute most beautiful songs you'll ever hear in your entire life coming up a little bit later on the show as we remember Jesse Winchester. But first, on a more optimistic note, coming up this week, there's a big, big show coming up Thursday night. I'm very excited about it. I've been telling you about it for a while. Hopefully you've got your tickets. If not, A, you should get out there and buy them, you cheap bugger. But if you don't, we'll hook you up. We got tickets to give away for a big show coming up Thursday. I promise you with all my heart that this is going to be a great show. It's at the West End Cultural Center, and it features our good friends, the Sun Parlor Players. And we're going to chat with Andrew from the Sun Parlor Players in just a few minutes. But first, here's the song that that really grabbed me by the throat the first time I saw them, also at the West End Cultural Center, and made me a huge fan to this day. And they just keep getting better and better. Thought I'd kick it off with a classic from their first record, from Hymns for the Happy. Here's the Sun Parlor Players playing Thursday at the West End.
If the creeks don't rise, I want to get some. I want to get in the way of that great big old irrigation gun. And call all your friends and tell their parents they too can attend. Come on.
I'm Hi, this is Andrew from the Sun Parlor Players. You're listening to 101.5 UMFM, and this program is called Tell the Band to Go Home.
Every time I look at you, I want to find a way, but then I think I'll go it alone. 'Cause tonight I want to look into that map that shows your age. You've got an old-fashioned face. Your ears sound tired and the crows have got your eyes. Your mouth is all run down. And in all the ways it's worn, it stokes a fire that's not yet out. You've got an old-fashioned face. That's one old-fashioned face. Where I go, it always reminds me of the times that I've known. Tonight I wanna see things my way and find a home sweet home. Every time I walk with you, I feel like I'm astray, kicked and lost and run out of town. But tonight I see the brightness in the gray behind your eyes. What's lost just might be found. But in comes the winter and in comes the cold. The dry air shatters the warm. And tonight I want to stare upon the cracks that left a trace of what I call home sweet home. Is that called home sweet home?
Who runs this town? sign again, and then paint it with their blood, so all the people can all come and say, we don't want none of your pity, and we don't want none of your pride. In a pinch, the cowards sneer and traitors flinch, but that bastard, he never moved an inch that day. Though liars, they find a way to be right, to hide the truth far from their sight, to chase away the racing underdog. You are a runner, I won't follow you. You are runners, what you say the truth. You are a runner, always on the move. You are a runner, you got lots to prove.
Arms. No words were spoke. somebody let me in on this joke. Two families made out of metal. They had a problem that they couldn't settle. It was about two farms and one road. Their parents tried, but the truce they had was all a big lie. Each night by their bedroom side, the parents told their babies never try to cross that great divide. Nobody knows. And what was underneath the farms to make them fight to bear their arms.
There's the Sun Parlor Players from their great second record, Wave North. That's the Battle of 77. We heard something from the record prior to this one. Us Little Devils. We heard Renner off that great record. And a few from the brand new record, The Living Proof, just out now. And oh boy, is it a gooder. Man, oh man. If you're looking to get on the Sun Parlor Players bandwagon, this is a good place to jump on, that's for sure. We heard Bless This City, Old Fashioned Face. And I hope this isn't the end for you. And I hope this isn't the end of me talking to the Sun Parlor Players. We're having some trouble, some technical difficulty. We can't make our wires cross yet. It's going to happen. Oh, wait. Maybe it's happening now. This is always risky. Hello, UMFM.
Hello, Jeff.
Andrew, is that you?
This is me.
We were just talking about you. I'm on the air right now just saying how what a jerk you are for not answering your phone. And here you are.
I'm totally a jerk for not answering your phone.
I'm just kidding.
I didn't even hear it. I'm walking down the street, waiting for your call, nothing. And then I picked up my phone, missed it.
You got to get one of them vibrating ones, you know.
Do you need some of those vibrating things?
How you doing, my friend?
I'm very good. How you been?
I'm great. I'm especially great now that, A, you have a brand new record, which we just played a bunch of stuff off, and boy, is it good.
Oh, thanks so much, man. We're really happy with it.
And especially since you're coming back to Winnipeg, I was afraid it was something I said. It feels like it's been a while since you were in Winnipeg. You're coming back Thursday. I'll try to be nice this time.
Y'all, that's fantastic. Yeah, please come on out. It should be a blast. Yeah, it feels like it has been too long. I think it's been about a year and a half, which is way too long.
Yeah.
We've had a really busy time since then, but we haven't been able to make it to the Peg or really very much anywhere in Western Canada. So this is we leave Toronto on Tuesday, and then we're heading cross west, and yeah, Thursday night at the West End Cultural Center. Should be a blast.
Well, hopefully you've been busy making preserves, because I need some mustard, man. I need it bad.
You got a fever for mustard?
I do.
All right. Awesome. There will definitely be some of that coming your way. You know, it's funny. It's the last time we played. I don't know what it is about Winnipeg, but there's some sort of serious mustard craving.
It's a cult of mustard here in Winnipeg, Andrew. It's a cult.
How have you been?
I'm doing great. Yeah. Yeah. We finally invited spring over. So I don't want to say there's going to be no snow when you get here, but less.
Right. Well, yeah, I won't hold you to that either. But I think it's beautiful in Toronto right now, but it gets cold. You know, it's Canada. This time of year, it's freezing in a second and then it bounces back.
But we have warm hearts, sir.
Yeah. Well, I hope I get to see yours on Thursday.
You will. Well, for sure. Tell me about this new record, The Living Proof. I mean, had you been working on it for a while? What, you know, where did this come about? When did this come about?
Well, we toured our last record, Us Little Devils, pretty heavily. We were out on the road for about 2 years with it, and it did really well for us. And we tried to, I guess the new record took about 6 months to record. We didn't record it. Like we tried to do it in really fast spurts. We found that we react really well when we can just set up the right situation to get in the room and just work really quickly. We prepare a lot for it, but mm-hmm. we like to just try to, you know, I don't know, you're making a record. I don't like prolonging it too much. I've done a lot of records where it's been like that, but we found Sun Parlors work best when we plan well, and then we just kind of run on, instinct when we're doing things. Then we took a while mixing it, but yeah, the whole thing took less than 6 months, a couple months. And then the writing it, I did a lot of it on tour.
Yeah.
And then, but the first song on the album, for example, Soapbox, is a song that I wrote and didn't really show Rosie until. We talked a little bit about it, but he hadn't heard even a second of it until the morning we recorded it.
Really?
So, yeah, we both kind of knew that I was trying to do it that way. Like, let's hold it back and just do it. Like, it was kind of a crazy idea because we've never done anything like that. But it really paid off because he's a monster when he gets behind the drums and he's really excited about it. So it just worked out and as soon as we recorded it, it was like while we were doing the really rough mixes later that day, it was pretty. We knew it had to be the first song on the album. It was like, oh yeah, this is perfect for whatever the song cycle was coming together. You know, you kind of wait for the album to tell you what wants to be the order,
right?
And it felt like Soapbox needed to be the first kind of throwdown.
Yeah. That song just bursts out of the gate. Like it sets the energy level and the bar pretty high. It's such a great song and it really kicks things off well. I know that you start by writing the songs yourself, but Rosie has a big part in this, obviously. There's a lot of songs on this record that I just feel like Rosie is, like, you know, more than just the heartbeat of these songs. Like, he's really bringing this thing. I'm wondering about Soapbox and songs like that. Like, do you sort of tell him what it's going to sound like, or does he just do his thing because he's so darn good at it?
No, you know, we've been playing together. Like, this is our fourth record, and it's been 7 years now. And it's kind of like we talk about it, definitely. Like, I kind of come with the song structure and the ideas. It's not that we don't change things around if it's not happening, but as far as like the parts that he comes up with or things like that, the overall thing, it's just all him. We just talk about it and he does it and we talk about it. And, you know, if things need to be changed, just like with me, I it's an open dialogue. We, from early on, there's no preciousness to the way that we create stuff. It's mm-hmm. kind of like, is this working? Is this exciting? If it's not, we just destroy it and move on.
This was your first time recording just the two of you, I guess, right? Like, Dennis was still in the band when you made the last record, but now it's just you two guys. How did that change things?
You know, it was interesting. It was kind of, yeah, Us Little Devils was a record where it was kind of, Dennis was kind of starting to, we were kind of, the discussions kind of started of him sort of leaving the band and things like that. It was just life changes and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was kind of like we had a touch of that with the first, or with the last record, rather, Us Little Devils. So this one, at least we knew it was just us two, and we kind of didn't talk about, we talked briefly, rather, about whether or not we wanted other people on the record, because Dennis is still, like, a super close friend of mine, and there's no, you know, it wasn't a weird thing, him leaving the band. It was just a natural kind of evolution, because we, Sun Parlor started as, I guess, just me doing kind of a one-man band thing, and it quickly became a duo, and then with our, when we, by the time the first record came out, we were a trio. We were that for 2 years, and or sorry, for two albums. And then, as going towards the Living Proof, it just kind of started to turn back into some parlors have always found by boiling down things, they it works for us. It gets a little clearer, and that happened to turn. That happened to work actually with just me and Rosie and I as well. For the new record, I should say as well that the producer that we've worked with for the second time in a row, Chris Stringer, is a really important part of our recording process. He's immediately become a really close friend and collaborator, where we had a very short discussions of who we wanted to make the record with this time around, and it immediately came to Chris. He's just doing really great work right now with tons of different bands, but we just have a really good shorthand, and works well. So I'm not really answering your question. It didn't change things a bunch, because I don't know. It didn't. Dennis is still there in our hearts. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Live, it seemed to. I don't know. I think there's a fierceness that's kind of come to Sun Parlors where it's been boiled down to a duo now. So our live show's a bit raw. We're still covering the same parts. We've added a few instruments. We're multitasking a bit more. But there's a bit of there's a bit of a fierceness, I think, that's come, and a rawness to the songs and the approach that we have. It feels really good right now.
It just boggles my mind how you guys can play so many instruments between the two of you. And, like, you listen to a record like this, and it's got such a big sound, and there's so much going on, and you wonder, how's that going to work live? But having seen you do it, I don't even really know. Like, maybe there's some Milli Vanilli backing tracks going on in there somewhere or something. but it's amazing to me how much sound you guys can make together and how well you can reproduce all these parts.
Milli Vanilli backing tracks, eh? I haven't heard that name for too long, actually. You know, I have to admit, there's no Milli Vanilli backing tracks. Not yet. That's the one either ridiculous or, you know, stupid idea we have. It's always to never loop or do anything. We kind of always like that idea that it could fall apart and what to do when that does, you know, if it does fall apart. Luckily, that doesn't happen very often.
Yeah.
But that's a challenge that we purposely always kept out of the looping. Because I love, you know, what people can do with all that stuff is fantastic. I love it. But just not with this band.
Yeah, I know this record is brand new. Like, it just came out a week or so ago, didn't it?
Yeah, it came out on Tuesday.
And how's the reaction been so far? Like, I absolutely love, I mean, I'm a big fan, and I'm talking to you, so I'd probably say nice things anyway, but I love this record. I think I just have so much fun listening to it, and hopefully other people are getting that as well.
So far, it's been great.
Yeah?
The reaction's been, the reviews and the coverage is starting to pour in pretty great, and it's been really amazing so far. So I don't want to feel like I'm jinxing, but yeah, so far it's been, you know, I think it's a bit of a, because there's been a couple, you know, this is our fourth record, so people are starting to talk about all the records we've made as well, like what it means to have four records, you know, because I feel like it's an accomplishment to have four records that
band
together and for the people want to hear it and the stuff comes out. Like, it feels pretty special to have something like that. So far the reaction's been amazing. I think a lot of people are just talking about how every album seems to be slightly different, yet it's our sound, and I don't know what to say to any of that stuff. Like, I feel that stuff, but we just try to, you know, you just want to make something new for you each time.
Yeah,
for
sure.
You kind of trust that you're the same band, so it's still going to sound somewhat like you. I always feel like there has to be a little bit of at every point in making a record, I think if you feel like you've gone to that place, if you covered that before, for us, it feels really the wrong place.
Right.
You need to feel like you're kind of going down some roads that you're kind of uncomfortable with. I think just to see where that goes. Hopefully it's not a bad road.
Right.
And you make that choice later, but yeah.
Now, maybe this is one of those roads. I don't know, but I don't see a record company name anywhere on this record. Are you doing everything yourself this time?
Pretty much. We've gotten, like, we're very lucky we've gotten, you know, funding from the same places that we've always gotten them from when we've been on labels and all that sort of stuff, like Factor and all that sort of thing. So none of that has changed, which is very, very fortunate, and we feel very lucky about that. But after our last record, we decided that we wanted to, we were with Outside Music, and they were fantastic with us, and we had a really great relationship with them, but we felt like it was just time to go somewhere else or do something else, and we talked with a lot of record labels, but the more we talked, it just felt like we just didn't, nothing, I guess the easiest answer is nothing quite felt right.
Right.
So we just decided to do it on our own.
Right on.
And so we have a team of people working with us, and so far so good.
Yes, yeah. It's a great record. I got to ask you about a couple of songs that we played, just because I'm so curious. First of all, it was nice to hear Bless This City. That song's been around for a while. It was on a movie soundtrack years ago.
Yes, that was on a movie called This Beautiful City that was made in 2009.
Yeah.
And I wrote it for the movie. I wrote a couple songs for that movie. And we ended up doing it for that, but we were never completely happy. Like, it worked within the movie really well. But as a song on its own, the whole track never quite came together the way that we wanted. And it always bothered us because it kind of stuck around in the set list. It kind of kept coming back every once in a while. We loved playing it. It felt like it worked, like, really well for us. And we liked the song a lot, so it was like, we should. And we talked about it for the record, like our last record. We were like, well, should we do it for this one? And then all of a sudden, it felt like the right time. We started playing it more and more on the set, and it was like, this feels great. And felt like we had a really good angle on how to take it, kind of update it and make it a nice big full sound. And so we just did it, and it just felt like a really great way to close the record. It was also, it felt like something. I grew up on a tomato farm near Leamington, Ontario, which is near the Windsor-Detroit border, and the Heinz plants announced that they were closing down this year. And that's a huge blow to a very small town. You know, it happens in so many different towns, but it hadn't happened in my hometown yet fully. So, like, songs like that, I don't know, just kind of, they felt a little bit more timely. I also live in a city where our mayor is just this amazing clown that is doing some stuff that I'm just not very I you know, we're not really a political band, but it's also a thing where it's pretty hard to watch. So it was like certain themes really felt like there's maybe another reason to put it on.
Yeah, no, it's good. The other one I got to ask you about, first of all, I love listening to lyrics. I don't know how long you spend on your lyrics or how important the characters and stories are, but I think
they're very important to me.
You do such a great job. We also played Old Fashioned Face. It seems like a bit of a weird song. I need a bit of insight. Can you offer that?
Are you asking me what it's about?
Well, maybe. I don't know. Some people don't like to reveal that, but...
No. I mean, I get it. you know, the shorter answer is it's always up to the listener to define it. However, I also realize that some of my lyrics get a little, like, they can really ride a line between, like, very literal and slightly vague.
Yeah, yeah.
So that one is, old-fashioned faces, I mean, it's about a couple things, like, and I'm, some of it going by what people have told me, because I find that really interesting, where it's, like, one of them is, that I think I wrote it in from a place, or I did write it from a place where it's basically about looking in the mirror.
Oh, yeah.
And what you see and how, like, oh, you know, sometimes you don't feel right in the time that you're born. You know, sometimes
yeah.
you feel like maybe I should have been born in the 1880s.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever. Sometimes you feel just a few decades out or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know. I just started kind of going with that kind of idea and seeing where that led me. And just about, looking in the mirror and what that would, trying to come to peace with it and how to challenge that. And then the other idea is that it's maybe looking at your partner after a long life together. So I was picturing that sort of thing as well.
Right.
And then another side of it is maybe it's just a whole bunch of weird friends that you have. Like, yeah. we all have, everybody just, you know, I'm not talking about necessarily me personally, but it's just like your friends that don't feel like they quite fit.
Right.
And I include myself in that one, that's for sure.
Okay, well, it all makes a lot more sense to me now. I appreciate that.
Oh, geez, I hope so.
And I'm really looking forward to it. The live show is so much fun for me. I know it's got to be fun for you guys too, because I've seen you do it, and you can't cakewalk through the set that you guys have with you guys playing so many instruments. So I know you guys are having fun as well. So it's going
to
be good.
Oh, it's a blast! Yeah, we can't wait. And it feels great to the first stop on our Western tour is going to be the Peg. So that feels pretty great too. It's always been really fun shows there.
All right, so we'll see on Thursday. I'll get my mustard, and all will be right with the world.
All right, yeah, please come on out.
All right, thanks for talking, Andrew. It's always a pleasure, and I'm really looking forward to chatting with you on Thursday.
All right, thanks, Jeff.
All right, good to talk to you.
All right, take care.
Are you still there? Oh, thanks.
Show it.
That's an amazing song, and you better bring your dancing shoes. Thursday, West End Culture Center. It's going to be so much fun. I'm giddy thinking about it. These guys are so much fun live. And if you're not yet convinced, or if you're just broke, we're going to help you out. We got tickets to give away. If I really want people to go out and buy tickets. You have no idea how important this is to bands. When you actually buy a ticket, it really, you know, encourages the West End Cultural Center to book them again. And, you know, they make a little money and things are good when you buy tickets. But if you can't, or you don't want to, or you want to take a chance, or you buy a lot of tickets already, 269-8636, 269-UMFM. Here's one more. There are the Mighty Sun Parlor Players. How to Build a Fort with Nothing. That is such a great record. It's called The Living Proof. Pick one up Thursday night, this Thursday, 17th, West End Cultural Center. Two other bands on the bill, the Fortunate Ones, who sound fantastic, and a local band named Sebastian Howell. It's going to be a fun show. And we it's been an interesting roller coaster ride, giving away these tickets, and I've got one left. So I know it's just one, but hey, bring somebody. So if you want one ticket, if you can, you know, get in yourself for free, I'll give away one more. 269-8636, 269-UMFM. And if you don't get that one or don't want that one, well, since we're in such a giving mood and I'm having so much fun, let's give away a pair of tickets to see this guy as well. Next, what's the... Oh, see, now I blew it. next Friday. Next Friday, not this Friday. This is Good Friday. Next Friday at the West End Culture Center. Another one of our favorites. Another show that's going to be absolutely astounding. Come and see Brock Zeman if you want to check it out for free. 269-8636, 269-UMFM. Here's Brock.
Got so big on the day that you left, even bigger when I knew that you weren't coming back. Sometimes I feel like I'm barely alive. My eyes wake at noon and my head wakes at five. I've been sleeping in my clothes ever since you've been gone, with the phone on my chest, now I'm sorry on my tongue. I don't turn on the lights, I don't watch TV. Just lay there staring at the ceiling, waiting on sleep. You told me not to call anymore on the telephone, but you know I'm well enough. Hates being left alone, not much to do on nights like these. Say pick at the till it bleeds. Well, I put a hole in my wall on the day that you left. Just stood there watching blood falling from my fingertips. Still don't know what I thought it might. Stare back at a fool. You told me not to call anymore on the telephone, but you know I'm well enough. Hates being left alone, not much to do on nights like these. Say pick at the past until it bleeds.
I'm telling you to tell the band to go home at 101.5 UMFM.
Come from a cheap town, I eat hot dogs.
Thank you. till let's just get drunk and orders a shot or two laughing. Green eyes, you should probably go climb a mountain. Call me from up top and ask if I can see you there smiling. And I'm so far from home again, and our days move in oceans. We're talking like new love goes far in the distance. I'll think of you like fire. Smokers, you're hotter than laughter. You're all that I fear and everything I'm after.
Brand new music from N.Q. Arbuckle. It exists. It's true. It's real. The new record is called The Future Happens Anyway. And that one there, by request, is called Hot Shot. There. Send that also out to Melissa, who picked up a pair of tickets to see Brock Zeman next Friday. Hopefully you'll pick yours up. If not, tune in next Sunday. We may just be able to give you an Easter present next Sunday. And I hear the Gale's got tickets to give away as well. So tune in tonight at 6 and next Sunday at 6. You never know what you might get from our pal Gale. Anyway, stick around. We're going to come right back. We're going to pay tribute to one of the truly, truly great songwriters of all time who passed away this week. Play a bunch of his songs and a bunch of other people playing his songs, and it's going to be great, even though we miss him already. Stay tuned. Tell the Band to Go Home returns.